We're up to Simon Tov Reish Tzadik Beis, and we'll be doing the first two Sifim. Hakoris HaMegillah Mevarach Lefaneh Shlosha Brachas. The Balkor is supposed to lame three. Is supposed to make three brachas: Al Mikra Megillah, Sha'osa Nisim, and Shehechiyanu. Uvayom Einacholzo Mevarach Shehechiyanu. The Machaber Shita is that you only say a Shehechiyanu by night, but by day you only say Al Mikra Megillah and Sha'osa Nisim. Whereas the Ramah says Hagav V'yesh Omrim Daf B'Yom Mevarach Shehechiyanu. The Ramah says that he brings a Yesh Omrim that even by day you say a Shehechiyanu. V'chei no'agim b'chol medinas elu, and that is the minhag. Now first, the Mishnah, what is the machlokas here? The Mechaber holds that you have a mitzvah kriya by night and by day. Once you're mekayim the first part of it, which is by night, that you don't have to say nu shechiyanu by day. Whereas the Ramah holds that the ikur kriya is by yom. So we make a shechiyanu for the kriyas lila, which is tofel, and then we make another shechiyanu for the kriyas yom, which is the ikur, kriya. Now, aside from that, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should have kavana in the shechiyanu of the morning for Ashkenazim, for the mitzvah hayom, which is the suda and mishloach manis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but on that alone, one would not make a shechiyanu when he brings from the poskim that the reason not is because a suda is something you can have any day, and giving gifts is something you can have any day. The Mishnah Berurah himself leaves that as a tzorech iyan, because why should it be true? I could have a suda, but now I have a chiyuv to have a suda. I could give someone a gift, but now I have a chiyuv to give someone a gift. It means the mishloach manis and the suda on Purim are mitzvahs, and there's no reason why we shouldn't make a shechiyanu. Why shouldn't we have to? But anyway, once you're hearing the shechiyanu by day, on Mikra Megillah, so you should on the Mikra Megillah, you should also have kavanah for these mitzvahs. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes into those who hold that the Yom itself, the Chag of Purim, is Mechayev Shechiyanu. So, for example, if somebody does not have a Megillah Bichlal, should he say a Shechiyanu anyway because of the Nes, because of the Yontif? He brings different dais about this, and Lamaisa, he leaves it as a Tzarechiyan. He leaves it as a tzorech in of why you shouldn't say a shechiyanu. He compares it to the halach of shechiyanu on Chanukah, where some say that there's a chi of shechiyanu even if you're not lighting. Here too, he wants to say there should be a chi of shechiyanu even if you're not lighting the Megillah, simply because it's Purim, and Purim is a yontif and deserves a shechiyanu. Now further, an ovel is allowed to lane the Megillah, even Betzibur, but he should not make the Shechiyanu, because it is not right that an ovel is the one that is being motzi everybody with the bracha of Shechiyanu. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings up the halacha of what happens if someone is in the middle of laning and he can't lane any further and they have to switch balei korah. The halacha is that you don't start from the beginning again, but he can continue from where he's up to because of tircha de tzibura. Means the mashmal says that really you should have started from the beginning. It's just because to balei korah it is disturbing, or it's a chsarin, there's something wrong in the persume nisa in the way that it is read in two pieces. But we don't do it because of tircha de tzibura. And the mashmal is that what happens if you just lane a few psukim, then there's no big deal to go back into the beginning, that really the Balkori should go back, the second one should go back to the beginning. Further, ve'echad yochal levarach v'sheni korah, it is mutter for one to do the laning and one for making the bracha. It doesn't have to be the same person. So this is all going back on the halacha that you make a shechiyanu lefi the mechaber only by night and not by day. By night you make three brachas, lefi the mechaber by day two, and for Ashkenazim the Ramah says three. Ula'achreho noigim levarach haravis rivenu v'chulu, and after the Megillah we say haravis rivenu. The imlo birach lo lefaneh v'lo la'achreh yotza, whereas if you didn't make a bracha b'dieved your yotza anyway, the brachas are not ma'akiv. What happens if you're in the middle of laning the Megillah and you remember that you didn't say a bracha? Says the Mishnah Berurah, so stop bein ha'prakim and make the bracha then. Hagah v'nohagu lomar balayla asherheni. By night the minig is to say the piyut of asherheni. Avalo bayom, but not by day. The reason being because by day one says krovitz, one says the piyutim. which would mean that if one doesn't say where the minig is not to say krovitz, there's really malkum to say ashaheni even by day. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring that down. The ein levarach achreil ela betzibur, says the Ramah, that the minig ashkenaz is only to say the bracha achreil when you're laning betzibur. A yochid does not say haravis rivenu, as opposed to the first three brachas, which are said even biyochid. Siv beis. Ein lasuach biot shekoren osa. You're not supposed to speak while you're laning. This goes for the Balkori himself. This goes certainly for a listener. Even in Divrei Torah, one is not supposed to speak. What happens b'di'evit? So if you're talking about the listener, the odds are he didn't hear the words that were being laned while he was speaking. Whereas if you're dealing with the Balkori, so he is yotza b'di'evit. The halacha is that bein ha-prokim in the Megillah, you're allowed to be mafsik, to be shol mipnei ha-kovid. But there's a machlokas, but bein ha-prokim is. Does it mean the regular prokim that we have, the end of each perek? Or does it mean the prokim of Chazal, where the first perek, the beginning of the Megillah, going all the way till Ishihudi is one section? From Ishihudi till Balayla Hahu is a second, and from Balayla Hu to the end is another, is a third. So there would only be two bein ha-prokims if that's the case. And that he leaves as a machlokas. What happens if someone spoke between the bracha and Vayhi b'me'ach Hashverosh? So if he was soch sheino me'inyan, if he spoke about something that was not, had nothing to do with the laning, he has to go make a bracha over again. What happens if he spoke at the end of the Megillah before he said Haravis Rivenu? The Mishnah Berurah says that it's a suffix whether or not he can still say Haravis Rivenu, or since he was mafsik, so he lost the opportunity to say the bracha achreha.